This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation Kalamazoo, in partnership with the Kalamazoo Public Library and the Kalamazoo Youth Development Network, have sponsored the Great Stories Book Club for youth from 12 to 21. It features books that invite young people to explore identity, social justice, and community. Youth leader Trayvon Reason hopes it will become an annual event because books, he says, change kids. Trayvon, tell us about what is the Great Stories book series. What is this about?
It's about injustices, and it's about the overall being of the books that we're going to be talking about in the series. So no matter if it's talking about racial healing or the systematic pillars that we're trying to tear down, the Great Story Book Club is about just getting a perspective on the system kind of that we're living in, kind of doing the healing circles with the youth and involving youth in the activism that's happening right now in today's society.
Who are your sponsors? Who is it that's coming together to do this?
A lot of people in the community are coming together, from the Kalamazoo Foundation to KPL, Kalamazoo Public Library, and so many others that are just reaching out and trying to help the youth just understand what they're living through and how they can help get from under that systematic structure that they're in to be successful all.
Tell us about Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation. What is that?
So that's where we get into the specifics and about racism and racism and what it is. So, and also about how it systematically affects people culturally and morally. And it's not just about people having hatred, but a systematic structure that created the hatred in what's going on today that keeps on making our kids fail in school and keep on locking them up in school. So just talking about the structure that's happening, that's surrounding us to make everyone fail and do bad. You know, there's not room for everyone to be successful.
What is your role in this? What do you do?
My role is to just help and facilitate, at the end of the day, to help facilitate the youth and just kind of get them thinking and kind of get them knowing, like, hey, do you think what happened at Bronson Park was right? You know, just because it's law doesn't mean it's right. So just kind of teaching the kids to be rebellious, you know, to liberate. You know, liberation is thus a childbirth, polyfear, and just to show them that just because your president says something doesn't mean it's right. You know, to make racism a thing again is not right. So just going back and taking a look at our history.
You've already had some events. What kind of feedback, what are you seeing in your audience from these? The age group is what, 12 to 21?
The age group is definitely about 12 to 21 in that age.
And what have you been seeing so far? How are they responding to this?
Some of them are very shocked. It just that some of the words that we use, vocabulary, like some systemic change or, you know, capitalism, period. You know, they don't know what economy we're living in, what laws or regulation. Know your rights. That's a big thing that they need to learn, you know, because some of these youth still don't know their rights.
How did you go about picking the books for these events?
I did not really pick any books, but the Kalamazoo Foundation picked a book, three books actually, that involved social injustice and talking about, you know, activism and the ways you can go about it and just telling stories that are real stories, you know, so that you can really get some emotion from.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. You're going to be talking about Ms. Marvel. Who is Ms. Marvel? What is this book?
It's a wonderful, wonderful lady who tried to, you know, protect her community. So in doing it in a way that shows kind of like gives a female vibe to it. So just know women can be strong and stand up for something, you know, and be, you know, that person they're supposed to be.
So how do books change us?
Some of these kids have never read a whole chapter book. I'm talking about graduated from high school and never read a whole chapter book, only in class.
Wow.
So some of these kids, just to read and just get that sense, because you get that feeling, just like when you listen to music, you get a feeling. So those kids, to get that special feeling with a certain book where they can relate and just get an understanding of what's happening around them, it makes them open up more, just like when they listen to music and they could talk about it more, you know. So it kind of getting that from the books, and they can learn more things about, you know, their vocabulary, their English.
So they may not even realize that there are books out there that deliver this kind of a message. It sounds like you're opening quite a big door for them.
Yes, because a lot of kids in today's society are taught to really be imaginative and, you know, to be outside the box. Back in the day, we're not really given the opportunity to do that by, you know, filling them up with games and getting them a tablet and a phone. So, you know, just have them sit down and read a book for a little bit of time at a night or something like that. You know, that's not going to hurt.
So how did you personally get involved in this?
Before this, I was in a nonprofit organization called Project X. But just personally, I was reached out by Lucy Valentine, who's no longer with the Kalamazoo Foundation, but she offered me an interview, and I sought the interview and really loved what they're trying to do here in the community. So I took the role as one of the youth in the community who felt like we need to lead.
How does this build relationships? How does it develop a future vision? Because I understand that's something that you're trying to accomplish with this as well.
It brings youth to be activists, to stand up for something. So it brings about change throughout the whole culture, not only in the city, but it starts in the city. So just from laws and just looking at the vision that we want to see as youth, it's a way different aspect from looking at it, you know, because a lot of people say, well, that's not right. That's not within our law. Well, we could change that and make it better for everyone. So that's what we're kind of looking at.
Did you have a book in your life that did this for you?
The first book was Margaret Haddock's Among the Hidden. It was just interesting to me because, you know, they were talking about poverty, you know, in the book. And even though it was a different society, you know, you still had to stay hidden. And, you know, you didn't really want to stay hidden, but, you know, you're just that extra child. And being that extra child, it means, you know, that your brothers and sisters don't get to have those certain things because you're that extra child. It's harder to live. You know, so being in a society where they're not accepting to have more than two or one kids, that's inhumane. That's dehumanizing. So just kind of going at that and looking at the mental mindset of those kids, the adolescents.
And is this something that you're going to be doing again, or is this a one-time this year thing? Do you know?
This is the start.
It's
only a blueprint right now, and we want it to get better and bigger every single year. And That's what I'm looking at it as, and that's what kind of feedback I'm just giving to the Kalamazoo Foundation about moving forward is, hey, let's involve more of the community, you know. I want to add, these youth are motivated. They need leaders. And I remember when I didn't have a leader that I fell back, and I went to juvenile placement for 9 months before that. I was in 2 RAs and CPS, and it's a lot of things that just hold you back. But people are going to talk down on you, but it's about you raising up, you know, rising up and not caring and just go with the flow. So be yourself, but remember to be human at the same time. Remember, people have values and morals. So just kind of learning that.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Trayvon Reason, the youth leader of the Great Stories Book Club. It will discuss the book Ms. Marvel on October 29th, November 5th, and November 29th at 6 p.m. at the Kalamazoo Public Library's Powell Branch. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.